I'm going to move slightly closer. Could you just sort of say... Could you sort of say your name or something so I say that it looks good on the meters?
Test, test. My name is Thomas. Test.
That looks good. And okay. Good in the air. Okay. My first question to you is... when do you think the history of popular culture started?
When history of popular culture started, it's a hard question.
I'm not looking for a sort of right or wrong answer. It's just interesting to hear.
I think it's probably it depends if you link it to religion or not, I would say. So you could say it started with religions, in the way that there's an entire iconography and myth and widespread ideas and things that people share in common, and with a lot of artistic content in it.
So you mean you could actually say that it sort of started with the Greeks and the antique or something, or even further back then?
Yeah, I mean, in Chinese religion is maybe way further than that. So yeah. I don't know, but it's true that it's part of religions are really popular cultures in the way they are. So after, they have different. Purposes, I think, but it's true that in terms of having artistic artistic content and creative content that were widespread and to a really mainstream level, that's the first example. After, that's the first example that come in mind, but it's hard to say.
Yeah, it's an interesting answer, though, I think. What is your own sort of relation to popular culture?
I think it's definitely interesting. As an artist, I think I'm always amazed at I was having this discussion yesterday, but. I'm always really amazed at the interaction between creators and the society we live in, but not in the way of looking at Michael Jackson or Andy Warhol in terms of celebrity and saying, wow, these persons are really made a strong impact in popular culture. Rather than looking at more some people that are maybe less known, if you take for example, there's a few American designers, mm-hmm. That design most of the corporate logos of in America. There's maybe three or four of them between since the 1940s and 1970s, whatever that became, most of the logos you can have today, and you can see sometimes that it's the same thing in design or in design in Vienna at the beginning of the century, where from a stylistic point of view in popular culture, each era is more or less designed by a very small group of people. And have an enormous stylistic impact on the way taste and how people live in this popular culture, and much very much on a much more anonymous level, an influential level than the whole celebrity factor of famous artists and things like that.
So it's some kind of sort of hidden power almost.
I don't know if
or it's disguised or something.
I don't know, but I think there's a lot of individualism ultimately, even in individual taste in what defines a stylistic society. So it all comes down always to certain individuals that have some ideas that can be widespread, and how the culture is appropriating these iconography or this design, and how after it defines a certain era, like what were the 70s culturally, or what were the 80s, or what were the 90s. It's just a combination of either a few artists or a few designers or a few, you know, and that's much more sometimes. I mean, recently, much more on a industrial or corporate level rather than an artistic one. So it's true that you can have like the Beatles or things that really stand out, mm-hmm. being artistically, but there's the content and there's the form of it, and what defines the architecture or style or fonts or things that are much more widely spread than musical taste, for example, where some elements in popular culture are reaching everybody, and not like art, which is maybe something more restrictive, but more specialized.
Mm-hmm. So how are you yourself influenced by all these things, do you think? Or affected?
I think it's more reflections about the creative process. So it's more maybe some thoughts we have being artists or trying to create things, and the way. I don't know. The way we try to create things is always to create the most legitimate work of art or music, or in a way of being original, but also just making something as if it was already here without being here. So,
how do you mean?
My partner also, I think, does, but we, in a work of art, it's interesting when you can reach something where you don't really question it, or you have a book and you don't say, I wish the end would be different, or you have, and then I think we're back into maybe some more religious analogies where you have like the Bible or like sacred text, and you're not most of the time questioning the script, you know, or the story. So even like something, you can take some modern example like Star Wars, for example. Mm-hmm. And in Star Wars, you're not going to say, you know, people are not going to say, I wish Darth Vader would be this guy instead of this one. You know, you have something which is some kind of established thing in the work of art itself. And that's really fun and interesting when you can reach that at any level, from a song to a book to a movie, where you just try to come up with something that looks as if that would be the right way, or that's the only way that this work can be. And though it's not, because it's just a purely creative process to establish that, but to have some kind of legitimacy in this thing. Mm-hmm. And I don't know. That's
is that sort of like, because if we're going to talk about the film that you're showing here, Electroma, or mm-hmm. Was that the ambition with that film?
I don't know. This is more like, this is a wider ambition that we are trying to imprint on what we're doing. Generally, I think, because the nature of the film is that, because it's an experimental film, and and it's much more deconstructed and maybe have some surrealism influences from painting. I think the nature of the deconstruction of the film maybe allows that, saying there's no other way because it's just more chaotic. So that's more the challenge of what we're doing usually, of trying to do something legitimate and not using formulas or doing things where maybe it's I don't know if it's linked to just the nature of what we're doing or to quality, where you know you have it's not in the way that things could be improved more than things could be can be just the way they are, because they are as honest and with as much integrity in art. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way they are, and they're not there to please or not, but just to be there.
Okay. So you don't want your things to be sort of questioned?
Yeah, I think the questioning is an interesting factor, but it's they can be, I think, but the great thing is when they are not likely to really be. So anybody can question Star Wars or things like that, but how many people are doing so? So it's more like, you know, it's definitely
free. I don't know, sometimes on their, you know, those communities on the internet where people come up with, you know, alternative endings.
No, that's great to have, like, you can recut your movies now and post it online. So, but there's, I think sometimes the power of art is interesting in a way where, an important thing, I think, in
wait, sorry, I need to